Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. My feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season
to do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is working. Say this tonight, real simple, say, it's good,
it's good,
it's good,
it's good,
it's good. Say, it's working for my good, it's good, say it's good, say it's good, say it's working for my good, it's good, it's good, y'all, say it's good, it's working for my good. For grace, I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground.
Many times in life we focus on all that we don't have, and it makes us worry. But today I want to remind you of the one that you do have, and let you know that he's still able.
I've been hurt and abused, even lied to by the ones I trust in most. I've had some nights I cried more than I prayed. That's when God said,
perspective. And so
now the worry is over,
yes,
and the doubt is gone away. God reminded me,
He reminded me
that He's still able. God reminded me
that in spite of it all,
that He's still able.
Thank you, Lord. Question.
I'm afraid to carry this hurt all alone.
Today more than ever,
I need your help, Lord. With you I can't move on. Now the worry is over and the doubt is gone away.
You're not alone. About to give up.
God reminded me.
He reminded me
that He's still able.
But it's not easy because
sometimes it seems,
oh God,
there's no way out.
You're surrounded by problems.
So many problems.
They weigh you down.
You down.
But He cares for you.
You've got to know,
my sister.
He cares.
My brother. And He remember that
God is able.
He's able.
Able.
He hasn't changed.
He's still able. Able.
Seems like problems are waiting in line just for you.
God is able.
He's able.
Able.
You say I've never faced anything like this before.
He's still able. Able.
The odds are still in your favor because
everybody, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Happy Sunday. You've got your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. You're here with us at the Inspiration Factory, which is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. brainstorming and baby of none other than author Larry D. Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, who happens to also be the CEO of one of our sponsors, which is Law Links. Top Line Jewelry. You need to check him out. Facebook, Law Links. Bam, what's going on with you, my brother? How are you tonight?
Hey, what's happening, Paul? I'm doing great, brother. How about yourself?
Yeah, I've been better, but I've been worse, so I can't complain.
I know that's right, brother.
I better not complain. He's brought me too far because God is able. He brought me too far
for
me to complain about some bumps in the road. And
yes,
But tonight we're going to do, look, you know me, I'm always wishy-washy. I'll admit that. We're doing open mic, but I got touched by the level of racism in this country, by the power that we've given to the color of one's skin. So that's what I'm going to be spitting on tonight. Anybody else, if you want to comment on that or spit on that topic, feel free. But you're not locked into that. It is open mic. Open mic with a twist. How's that? Oh, man.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Y'all have to forgive me. I'm in the car, but that's okay. Car's not going to keep me from fellowshipping and praising God bless you guys. So we're going to get her done regardless.
Amen,
but before we go any further, there's one way that we cannot, will not, must not begin a show, and that is in prayer. So if you always take a moment, clear your head, take a deep breath, and join me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly this evening, but yet boldly, because we know that you allow us this. We ask you, Father God, for forgiveness of our sins, both those that we committed intentionally and those that we did unwittingly, unknowingly. Father God, forgive us. Accept our prayers, Father God, to you. Father God, I want to hold up the callers this evening. I want to hold up the participants this evening, those that are listening, those that are going to share something with us. But more importantly right now, Father God, I want to hold this nation, this world up. The color of one's skin has gotten to be so prevalent now that we've placed that before you. We need you, Lord. Father God, I also want to hold up Darius and Hakeem, my adopted nephews who recently lost their mother, and it's been there, done that. I know how hard it is, Father God. Comfort them. Touch them, Lord. Send people in their lives, Father God, that will share the burden of their loss, Lord. Touch them with that peace of yours that defies understanding, that cannot come from any source but from you, Lord. Have your way in their lives, Father God. I pray the blood of Jesus over them, the family, and the loved ones, Father God, that they will get through this, seeing your hands in the midst and praising you and loving you all the more. Father God, we place this platform in your most capable hands this evening, that you might rebuke any attempts of the enemy to thwart what you would do with this platform this evening. We are yours to command, Lord. We pray this in the precious, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, my brother. Amen.
Dan, I behaved tonight. I didn't throw you under the bus yet.
Not yet. But I have to confess. I did throw you under the bus last night on my show, and I guess you'll just have to wait and see. What happened?
Well,
I'm confessing now.
I can't say that because that's just catching up, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the many times that I've done that to you. So I guess, what can I say?
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
Some buses you don't mind being thrown under.
That's correct, bro.
So, Sam, I know this is open mic tonight, but this is so heavy on my heart. I need to hear somebody else's thoughts about what's going on with this racial divide. I mean, I know there's no instant fix. I know there's limits to what we can actually do, but what are your thoughts on what's going on right now?
One of the things that that we saw with the last president's reign or regime, if you will, was the overabundance of ignorance that has been accepted. And literally, racial ignorance is truly, truly something that is happening across all races, to be honest. Inner race, outer race, you know, it breaks my heart. But we must remember that the people made a choice to rise up against God. And in order to prevent that, at the Tower of Babel, God decided to give everyone different tongues and different nationalities, so that they could not use those tongues to rise up. And that's literally where we are right now. In multiple places in the scripture, whenever the people decided to rise up against God, he struck them down. He was methodic in the way that he did it. So we're at that point right now where we, as the body of Christ, the believers, have to come together and really stand for what God stands for, and that is love. God loves all people. He loves the saints and the sinners. As a matter of fact, he loves the sinners more than he loves the saints. So we have to rise above any level of hate and allow that to be in God's hands. In no way, shape, or form are we to turn our backs on it and be ignorant to it, like it's not here, it doesn't exist. It does exist, but we have to shine light where there's darkness.
Man.
Well said, sir. Well said.
No, I'm not.
What about you, brother?
I get into that preaching mode. Lord have mercy. No, but I'm not going to do that. I can't really go behind what you just said because you said it all. It's all the influence of sin. It's all allowed and possible because we're falling away from our obedience to the Word of God. God gave us 10 commandments. Now, we can remember 70 bars. We used to be able to remember everybody's phone number until we got smartphones, but we can remember these things and use them, but we can't do that or won't do that with those 10 simple commandments that God gave us to walk this earth in the perfect peace that he created everything to be. And when we start, and you'll hear this in the piece that I'm going to do, we place color as idols. These are our gods. The color of one's skin is more important than the will of God. We need prayer. So I would encourage everyone, when you do your morning prayers, pray for the world. When you do your evening prayers, pray for the world. Just because pray for the world, because we are in this world. We're not of this world, those of us who have accepted Christ, but we are in this world. And as you said, man, we need to be that light to shine God's love. And it's not an easy job when you're bombarded, inundated with hatred and racial discord. But God gives us all that we need. He gave us that armor. His armor is impenetrable. He armed us against all of the mess that comes with this world. run down our backs like water on a duck. But we refuse to put on all the clothes, because one piece of that armament might go against something that we still haven't been able to let go yet. So we pick and choose what we wear. We got to do better. We got to put on the whole suit. But that's my thoughts on that. I see you have some hands raised, and I have a stop right now. So if you don't mind, Van, boy, you're just getting off easy tonight.
Hey, I can dig it.
You sound too easy. I might have to double up next week.
I can dig it.
But if you don't mind, I'd like to sit my piece first. That way I can mute my mic and you can do yours and we can continue on. But I'm at a stop right now, so I got a minute while I'm not driving.
Okay. Mic is yours, bro.
Thank you, sir. This piece is called Colors. Humanity, over its existence, has evolved into various eccentricities, hues, and shades. And centrally, from the beauty of these shades, heinous, hate-filled games are being played. Even though we all stem from the same ancestry, getting no matter what color we are now, we all stem from God's original man, direct descendants of the first human, creation of the great I Am. I can't pinpoint where the color of one's skin became more important than the character of their hearts. I don't know where, why, or how racial hate got its start, nor can I condone hate simply because of the color of one's skin, especially amongst those who claim to have invited Christ in. The color of one's skin has become idols to the masses. Yet, in light of the value we place upon color, the power, then why don't we recognize and or realize the only true color of value and power and worth is the color red? The color that will prevent us from ever truly being dead. The color of the blood that was shed for you and I, and available to all humanity. The color of salvation. And the color that leads to eternal life. The color of the blood of God's one and only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the only color that should matter to anyone. I mean, if color and our variety of hues are good enough for God himself, why do we allow bigotry to malign us? And in this, Satan has no part. This is a deliberately learned and taught behavior. This is the waste product of a rancid heart. This separation of God's people is one of the greatest tricks the enemy has up his sleeve. He has placed the division so deeply rooted, it will take an act of God to repair. Our actions and words far too often praise and power the fallen prince of the air. We can no longer act as if we are blind to the depths to which we have fallen. We are at a point in our existence where we must block out the distractions and hear God desperately calling us to return to a place of love, calling us to see as he does, his creation covered by the blood of his Son. A people who were made in his image. It doesn't get any better than this. We need to see as God does of your neighbor, not his color. We need to see the spark of God in each human upon this earth and not the shade of the color they wear. We must return to obedience to God and stop praising Satan, that fallen prince of the air. Paul.
Say it with your chest, brother. I mean, geez. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever wanted to know how soldier that got his ear cut off by the gentleman. And Jesus had to, you know, chastise and put it back on. This poem is pretty much how the gentleman felt that did the cutting. You Bible scholars should know who I'm talking about. Paul, that was a fire-breathing piece, man. Wow. Amazing, brother. Amazing.
That piece was finished maybe 25 minutes ago. I've been on the road for 20 minutes. But
wow.
In church today, something told me that this is what I was supposed to do tonight. And I had to be obedient, because if my daddy tells me that this is what I'm supposed to do, that means he's going to help me write what it is he wants me to say. And there you have it.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, you know, we both know and have experienced and seen, both personally and in other people, that God is no respecter of persons.
You know, that's right.
The same thing that he requires and asks and does for me, he does for others. I want y'all to know that I'm not the only one that has a piece that is from our Father. I have no idea, clue what the brother's going to do, but I do know this much. It comes from the Father.
Amen.
And that's my partner in praise. With that being said, man, the fight is yours, King.
Thank you, brother. This piece I'm going to do is reminiscent of how I feel about something that we do every first Sunday. It's called communion. And I've often challenged any of the churches that I've been to or have gone to that only does it once. But Jesus said as often as you remember me, you should do this. This piece is called communion. There's a combustible inferno brewing. Inside me, I feel my temper brewing, wondering if a blood vessel will pop. Lord, control my thoughts and help stop. Stop thinking about the negativity that flows all around me. First, I'll start with my confession during this prayer session. So when I eat of the bread that represents your lifeless body left for dead, a reminder that you were bruised for me. And now I see just how important you are in my quest for righteousness being guided by your star. Then I consume the juice, which reminds me of the blood you shed just so that I can produce and manifest your vision for mankind to serve you. But when you return, what will you find? Hopefully, one worthy of your will, bringing others to the knowledge of Christ still. So we all can have holy communion together and be welcome into his kingdom forever. Poem.
Now you see, man. What I had just said about I had no idea what you were going to spit tonight. But you see how God works?
Yes.
You're talking about communion. You're talking about the blood of God. That color red, the only color that can save us. The only color that can elevate us.
Yes.
If that wasn't the most appropriately spit. I tell you, God is not a God of confusion.
No, sir.
He runs a well-oiled machine when you allow him. But he's not like a tyrant where he's going to force your way. He gives you that free will, your choice. So whether you choose to walk away or you choose to obey, it's your choice. Yes, he could have made us all syncopats, or like separate wives, where we just follow him, praise him. No, he doesn't want that type of praise. He wants that praise that comes from your heart, where you praise because you love him.
Yes, yes.
You know, because you recognize that you need him, that you recognize that you wouldn't be had it not been for him. But we get so caught up in other things that we
forego that. We take things for granted, like communion. That is a very sober, somber undertaking. Not to be done lightly, but far so often, much of, a lot of us do. But
yes,
I appreciate you for that piece. That piece was pure fire and it was power. It was something that needed to be heard on tonight. So I thank you for your obedience, my brother.
To God be the glory, man, not mine. I just do what he tells me to do.
I know that right. Look, I've learned the hard way that what happens when you disobey him.
Absolutely.
He spanks you and don't lay a hand on you, but he spanks you in such a way that sometimes you wish that he would have just spanked me. Because he knows just how to get you where it hurts, you know? And just like, well, you know what I'm talking about because you are a parent as well. And when I got them, I thought my mom was crazy. She's talking about it hurts me that more than it hurts you to beat you. Yeah, you crazy lady. That thing tore my behind up. But then you become a parent and you understand that. So
yes.
Multiply that a zillion times a zillion fold. Then you understand the pain that God feels each time he has to chastise one of us. And when you take that into consideration with the amount of people that he loves and that he chases, my God. But we're going to keep things moving right along because I see some hands raised, and I know there's some other people that have some powerful things for us to hear, the things that elevate us and to add to the fellowship of the evening. So, Van, would you be so kind as to bring on our first caller?
Absolutely. First up on the mic, we have Amelia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen.
Uh-oh.
Good evening.
It's that lady that sounds like Whitley from Texas, huh? What's going on, Amelia?
Hey, Amelia.
I got to pick on you every now and then.
That's okay. I appreciate it. Well, I've been struggling with laryngitis, so, you know, my voice been crackling and all kinds of stuff.
Uh-oh.
But other than that, Pamela is knocked out in her room because she got a bunch of leftovers. That,
so she's sleeping lovely, huh?
Yeah, I just checked on her before.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to worry about getting growled and barked at from Pam tonight. We're in good shape.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Actually, she like whines. When there's men around, it's really bad when your dog is attempting to hook you up because you don't go out on dates and have any men around. So as men walk by, as we're walking on our walk, she'll attempt to get their attention by whining. She tries to hook me up in her own doggy way, and I'm like, dogs do that, not us humans, or at least not your mom anyway. So if she saw you two, like, for example, walking, she would try to approach you and whine, try to get you guys' attention, like, oh, this is my mom. Talk to her. She's single. She needs somebody. It's really over the top at times, and she embarrasses me terribly, but there you have it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's crazy. If I ever get to meet Pamela, I'm gonna feel like I already know her. And I just hope she don't recognize my voice.
Right, Paul. That part.
Yeah. That's okay. That's right. I don't have no. I don't worry about animals because they know how much I love animals. So even those that come up, well, you gotta be careful of this dog because you know he bites and this and the other. Now I'm not crazy either, but I let them know that the dogs, most animals can sense your heart. They have an ability that we have, but we've kind of not used ours enough where it's kind of in the background now. We can sense a person when we want to, or if we choose to, I should say. The dogs are the very perfect sounding board for the content of a person's heart. So I'm not going to worry about her. But enough of that. Amelia, what did you bring for us tonight?
I brought you a fresh new piece, just completed it seconds before airtime, and I'm right into what you asked about. I took it a different way than the two of you did tonight, but we'll see. Hopefully y'all enjoy this piece. It's called What Was Once Once Has Now Been Lost Again. ... The struggle continues on.
Wow. Now that's a Brother O title. The mic is yours, Queen.
The savage attack on black folks has been going on for 400 years. Let that number sink in. 400 years. During that time, they were stolen from their homeland, carried away on ships, packed into those ships so tightly they could hardly breathe while their bodily fluids flowed all along their tightly jammed confinement. Many died during the passage, many escaping the cargo depths to emerge onto the deck. They jumped over the ship into the waiting ocean to drown instead of facing the cruelties that was in their future. Those that survived the ocean prison ships would be placed onto auction blocks, naked and examined for their strength and health, then sold off to various slave owners. Once arriving at the plantation, the true torture began. Raped, beaten, starved, working long hours in the field in stifling heat. They were treated as animals. A lie that was developed was they were only 3/5 humans, an excuse to use for the barbaric treatment of these innocent children of gods. When freedom finally came, it was taken away by laws called Jim Crow, where every person who was black could be arrested, beaten, raped, hung without reason. It was common for entire black communities to be destroyed. Imagine the level of cruelty and evil that would justify such acts of horrific circumstances. Finally, the civil rights era movement began. Sick and tired of all the destruction, devastating violence, and cruel circumstances and treatment, black folks began fighting back in the courtrooms, in public areas, yet there in the various sales of products, writing letters to government officials, calling various agencies, withholding funds, and inviting the press to be present so that all the world could witness firsthand the cruelties that were being perpetrated against them. Many were murdered and assassinated during the struggles of the civil rights era. Blood flowing throughout all of America. Not everyone who fought for the rights were black, and other races died for the freedoms that were won. My generation truly felt as we approached adulthood that the battles had been won, that freedom and justice would be the future of our country. Yet, here we are facing old age, and much of the battles that were won have now been lost once again. The horrific murders are been happening all over again. It has only been God Himself that has kept the black race continuing to achieve, persevering, overcoming obstacles, having the strength, being empowered, having true enlightenment, maintaining inspiration and wisdom of God's grace. It is their solid faith in Jesus and their deep-rooted spirits that have, in fact, continued to persevere throughout the most horrific, disgusting, disgraceful devastation perpetrated upon any race throughout history. It is absolutely clear that God is with these people. He is always with those considered less than, victimized by society or by individuals. Jesus is with all folks, truly a testament to the black race that after so much that has come against them for centuries, they are still alive, still achieving, still strong and powerful, in addition to being extremely intelligent and wise. Read your Bible thoroughly, and you will find that every person or country that committed evil acts faced God's justice in very devastating ways. Be assured that treating anyone in a cruel, mean, abusive way will in fact eventually come back to you with interest. Be aware of God's vengeance because it's absolutely real. It isn't for the individual to seek vengeance, but our Heavenly Father's place to issue out the punishment for various injustices, prejudices, abuses, rapes, murders, and every other horrific and evil acts against all humanity. Release your hate, your racist beliefs, your criminal behavior, and ask the Holy Trinity into your heart, minds, and souls. What was once won has now been lost again. The struggle fight continues on. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Now that was a powerful piece, Emilia. Thank you for that. A lot of truth in that, a lot of points to focus on. The one that stands out to me is part of your title. What was once won has been lost. You know, we've had so many of our forerunners that fought to gain us a certain level of equality. And it seems like we've either given it back or allowed it to be taken back. And as we, as a people and as a race of humans, fall farther and farther from the will of God, the more that will be lost. I appreciate that little wake-up call, that reminder. And, you know, God is able. He's shown us. We have to stay the course. I appreciate you for that piece. It's a beautiful piece, Amelia. Thank you. And I do have to tell you, you owe me a couple of dollars because I got some of that wet ink on my shirt. So I got to send it to the dry cleaners. You come in here with that piece dripping with wet ink. But I'm so glad you did.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you.
You're quite welcome. I hope that your throat gets better. Because, you know, and I'm glad I didn't do it now that I know you have laryngitis. I was going to ask you how you were, but I don't want you to strain your vocals saying that you're fabulous, because we already know that. So maybe I'll say that for next week when your voice will be a little bit better. Ben, you have anything for that piece?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a very, very good piece. There were a lot of things that you said within the piece as regards to what the black race had to endure. And you painted a very vivid picture, almost as if you were describing a painting of some sort. And I appreciate the piece. So thank you for that.
My pleasure, and I'm so thrilled that the both of you appreciated it. And, I just feel like when writing, we need to be descriptive enough for folks to see the visualization within their minds, so that it hits them strongly. They feel it in whatever way we're trying to bring across a subject matter that the listening audience or the ones reading actually visualize it within their mind, so that it takes them to where we are attempting to get them to, you know, whether it's romance or what have you.
Yeah. So true. That's one of the hardest parts of writing is when you are actually able to write a piece that will allow the reader or listener to be where you were at the time that you wrote it, to feel what it was that inspired you to write that. And that is where, or that is what separates those of us that were gifted by God with this talent for his purpose, or those who just decided that they want to write poetry. Not saying that you can't do it well, but there is, for me anyway, there's a distinct difference. You allow God to use your pen. So I thank you so much for coming through with that, Amelia. You definitely added to the platform this evening. And look at you. With the short notice that you had, you still wrote to the quote-unquote open mic theme. Now, is that not an oxymoron, an open mic theme? Anywho, that be me. I warned you, I get a little wishy-washy at times. But we're going send you to the Praise Lounge, Amelia. And I'm sure you're going to be blessed by what you hear, because I'm sure you're going to, Pam sleeps, so you got a break from having a walker immediately. You can relax, put your feet up, and listen to the platform, to the rest of the program.
Right. Much love. Continued successes to both of you. And one love, one mic, shout out to For Real and Epiphany. God bless all of you.
God bless
God
you.
God bless you, Queen.
Love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Stan, I knew what I wanted to ask you.
Yes, sir.
I put a little Brother O in that piece. Did you catch it? The piece I did?
Yeah, man. Let's see if he caught it.
Yeah,
I wonder if he caught it.
What do you say? What do you say we ask him?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's ask him.
Let's go ask him. Brother, welcome to the Inspiration Factory, my brother. My brother.
How you guys doing?
Welcome to the Inspiration Factory.
Doing good, Paul.
Fantastic.
Me, not Paul. Brother O, how you feeling?
No. Oh, we're going to fight on that.
I'm doing good.
So, did you hear us talking just a second ago, Brother O?
I
put a little bit of
that.
Huh?
I caught some of that, yes.
Did you catch the little Brother O-ism that I put into the piece I wrote?
I think I did.
What do you think it was?
I don't know.
You don't know. Now, I'm shocked you don't know. There was a part in that piece where, let me pull it up real quick again. Oh, yeah. I said, my dear brothers and sisters.
Yeah, that part.
I wonder where I got that from. That one, yeah.
Yeah, that part, yeah.
Yeah, that part, right. So how you today, my brother?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. I always like to hear that. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm sitting out here. I made it home, thank God. And now I'm sitting here feeding the fire on my fire pit. I want to see things burn. So, my brother, I don't have to ask you, did you bring anything for us? I already know you did. There's no way you would, well, I'm not going to say there's no way you'd be here without one, but I haven't seen that day yet. So, I'm going on your track record. I know you got something to educate, illuminate, and inspire the masses. So what do you say I shut my mic and give the mic to you? What you got?
Thank you. This is called, part, this poem is called Racism is Very Much Alive and Well in America, Part 2. Born the years after our African ancestors arrived here on America's shoreline in slave ships, we as a people are constantly reminded of the cruel realities of systematic racism practiced in these United States of America, because it is written in the book, in one of the books of the Bible, where God prophesied that the Bible foretold slavery ever before it happened. No matter how much progress we have achieved here in this country, racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. Systemic racism is ingrained and embedded in the fabric of American society. It gives whites unparalleled access to the privileges and rights that you and I are solely denied because of our race and ethnicity. No matter how much success, fame, and wealth you achieve as a black man and a woman in this country, you still have to deal with the harsh and cruel realities that racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. Of course, they say slavery was officially abolished 157 years ago by the 13th Amendment. We supposedly were freed on Juneteenth. However, if you read between the lines, brothers and sisters, you'll discover that we gained our freedom except cases where crimes have been committed and the criminals who committed these crimes have been convicted. therefore establishing a modern-day jail and prison system. Translation, the 21st century version of plantations where the widespread practice of privatization has resulted in nearly 1 million of us being locked up. Racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. Of course, they tell us that this country is the ultimate land of opportunity, where everybody has a chance to achieve the so-called American dream, where people from every nationality come together and coexist with each other, with the great intention of living as one happy family under the name of God. The reality of this situation, racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. Now, how can you proudly fly the flag of the Confederation and display statues of the star reminders of slavery in the Civil War, yet it is illegal to display the Nazi flag, which was symbolized the Third Reich's reign in Nazi Germany, and display statues of Adolf Hitler, who was the diabolical mastermind behind the final solution to the Jewish question that led to the mass extermination of 6 million Jews in concentration camps throughout Europe in World War II. Racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. The former president of the United States also officially called a celebrity apprentice in Bozo and his band of minions in his administration were a bunch of Looney Tunes who caused and promoted division among racial lines. They did not care if millions of us died from COVID. They did not care about trying to declare Obamacare constitution in the middle of a pandemic. They didn't care whether this country was divided or not. They only cared about the stock market and the economy and the well-being of the American people. Our former president, Donald John Trump, is that constant reminder that racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. And until we recognize that we all be the same color regardless of our race and ethnicity, racism will always be very much alive and well in these United States of America. I said peace.
If you didn't say a mouthful with that, and I didn't hear one thing to contradict, you're so right. But that part, what was it you said? I had it written down. 21st century versus the plantation. Whew. Man, that right there, my brother, you hit the nail on the head. You know, all these years later, and it's like we're still under the sun. And the worst part about it is that this hatred, which is what racism is, it extends beyond just black and white.
Right.
There's hatred of light skin against dark skinned. There's hatred against within the Asian Indian nation, whether you're from this part of the country to that part of the country, there's just hatred that is guised under the color of skin that this world is infected by. That's a powerful piece, my brother. I appreciate you for coming through with that. As always, never disappoint with what you got for us. Man, before I let him go, I'm sure you got something to say on this.
Hey, man, listen. Brother O came through with this piece, man. He rose to the challenge to write to the topic, and he did it so eloquently with the way God would have him to do it. Not Brother O, but what God guided his pen. So, brother, I salute you, and I thoroughly enjoyed listening to this piece, man. It seems like you and Paul were definitely on the same wavelength in crafting and scribing your pieces tonight. Phenomenal job, my brother.
Thank you, brother, man. I appreciate it.
More than welcome, sir. More than welcome.
Brother O, I as always, I applaud and respect your faith and your determination to trust in God. So you inspire me with this. So I am so glad that you come through every Sunday, because I need a little bit of your inspiration as well in my life. So I thank you for that as well.
No problem, Brother Paul. And thanks.
We're
going
to send you to the
Fritz
Lounge. Oh, man. We appreciate
you. I appreciate that line you put in your piece. I appreciated that.
Okay.
I didn't catch it at first, but that was clever. That was very clever. That was good.
We were on the same vibe with our pieces. And I didn't think about it that way, but I guess that, you know, God don't make mistakes, and he know what he's doing. So I guess
absolutely,
he put that in there just to say the connection between what you had to say and what I had to say. So, I say our Father is awesome. That's a weak word.
That he is.
I don't think none of us would dispute that one. I think I'm pretty safe in getting an unanimous reaction to that one. My brother, we're going to set you over to the Praise Lounge to chill out with Amelia for a little bit. We're going to send some old folk over there to you. But I hope you continue to hang out with us and listen to the platform and allow God to bless you.
Hey, God, I appreciate it.
All righty. One love, one mic, my brother. God bless you.
Amen. One love, one mic.
Wow. That,
sure.
Wow. Good.
Nice, sir.
Now, if you guys are listening out there, of course you already know that you've got the Inspiration Factory, which is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by none other than the great Rawlings Jewelry. I got mine. If you know like I do, you better get yours. I wore mine.
Better get yours.
Yes, sir. I had a couple of people. One of them talking about you. But you know I'm retired, Paul, so I need you to get me one of those. No, she didn't say get me. She said buy me one of those. I looked at her and said, well, you know, I'm retired too, so I'm on a fixed income also, but I can get it for you should you choose to. I can't afford to be buying jewelry for everybody.
Not everybody.
Yeah, and not me too.
Exactly.
And not me too.
I know that's
I'm
right.
I'm glad she ain't around to hear me say that, but that's okay. But if you're listening in on the chat rooms or anything like that, 319-527-6300 is the number that must be dialed before 11 o'clock. Because if we go into overtime, you're going to miss it. So you better dial that number. And please, don't be shy. We don't bite. We don't criticize. We don't judge. Press 1 and come on in. Share something with us. You know? Like this next person is going to do. This is my partner in praises, Go-Go Brother. None other than
my East Coast Go-Go Brother.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was going to, you know, how y'all doing? You know, I was going to miss this. We at the bus stop now, and you were throwing the bus. And I'm so excited that you were throwing the bus. I threw Poetic under the bus. So he threw you under the bus, and I threw him under the bus. You know?
Oh, wow.
I mean, hey, are y'all mechanics? Are y'all mechanics now? Are y'all working on the bus? Make sure a bus is operating
absolutely
the right way?
No.
Absolutely.
We try to get to this road to heaven. You need y'all operating on that bus.
I know, that's right.
All right, make sure it's working now, because I threw both of y'all under the bus now. Y'all are mechanics.
Hey, look, Mr. Automatic, let Paul know what he's got to do tonight, bro. You got to let him know what he got
to do. I'm getting ready to get in the car and go to South Carolina.
Let him know what he got to do tonight.
Excuse me, the Lord was, I want you to do something for the Lord right now. You do two freestyle poems. The anointing before the show is over with. Please, I hope you have enough time. You will have enough time because I know you're going to have enough time. I will listen to the whole show in its entirety and be on that line to make sure that the bus has you under it. I might have to check under the bus. I might have to just check with a flashlight. It may be too dark to see. Might have is divine inspiration on that bus? I need you to fix that bus now. I need you to give that bus an oil change. Can you do that? You got two oil changes of poetry. All right.
Oh my
need
goodness.
You go ahead and do it. Because
I want you to I want you to read in the Epiphany Epiphany Business Messenger page right quick, if you would please. Go ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead. Automatic. I'm listening.
Yes. The anointing is in this room, and he said that you would be such a good buddy to do a freestyle. The reason why you're doing two, because he felt like, you got a product back, and you would do a freestyle for him. I'm like, oh, wow. So he's like, you got his back. There's a reason why God sent you in his life, so you go ahead and freestyle for him, too.
Tell him, bro. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's what, that song,
that's why you
what friends
do
are for.
That's
the song, that's what friends are for.
Absolutely.
In
good times.
So,
bad times.
Through bad times,
you'll be
by
on
your
side
forevermore. That's what friends are for.
I can
hear D.I. Warwick and Elton John and, you. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, with all that
treat.
Being said, it, without that being said, it ain't about me right now. We are dying to hear what it is that you have for us. So with that being said, my brother, the mic is yours.
On the attention of racism, anybody that knows me well, you know me well, I speak on racism. That's a hot topic of mine. So, since I've been creating, I'm creating a movement called Black Revolution Matter. So, I'm going to do my spiritual piece of Black Revolution Matter. Change has begun. We should not be in torture. We should be separated by the hate. The love can relate. Now, I'm not saying that color is born an enemy, because I don't believe that. I believe that in historic way that racism has to pay for what it has done, especially to Black folks. Historically, racism has gave other people more rights and us to have less rights. There's no denying in that. I come as a Black man that love Jesus. I'm in love with Jesus, but I'm not in love with the way that has been explained to me about him. I don't believe that I could ever submit to something that gives privilege. But I do believe in Jesus. But not Michelangelo's Jesus. I believe in the power of God for times that have been hard for us as slaves. But we not come from slaves. The black man and the black woman have came from kings and queens. West has been beat down by the club. Ronnie King was beat down in front of a large audience, showing what the enemy dominates, trying to kill us over. Many black people dead for no reason at all. You cannot deny this. While Black Revolution matters and speaks upon everything, it speaks upon the differences between other race and our race. I'm not saying that people who are different colors remain an enemy, but historically, you have to go ahead and to what has happened historically. Plantation education is the devastation and the slow process to keep black folks from knowing who they are and who their real heroes are. I'm here to present God, to present. I stand on the culture of real Christianity above everything that was taught to me. You see, I don't believe in a privilege. Only a privilege to serve God, but not a privilege to serve an enemy. I believe that Black Revolution matters. I believe that in Black Nationalism. I believe in Black tribes, the 12 tribes. I believe that we have come a long way. We have marched a long way. We are not these slaves anymore. We are to be free. We are to see to the other side that we can be better people, and we are not going to be that kind of people that be pushed over. Don't you know that America must answer to their sins, their devastation of pulling black people and shooting them for no reason at all? What has been police but the policies of the enemy? Don't you know that we must have that type of energy tremendously? That Black Revolution matters. It's going to matter today. It's going to matter tomorrow. And it's going to matter forever. Don't you know that change is coming? Don't you know a storm is coming? Don't you know everything is coming? It rained 40 days and 40 nights. Don't you know that we're still for fighting for our rights? But Black Revolution matters. Look in historic books. Look at the original people. Look where God has started from. The most hated was the most original, treated like the criminal. I still love people as each individual, but the history must be not weaponized anymore. It must be the truth and nothing but the truth as Black Revolution matter. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, 10 gears in the morning, 5-inch drive.
Oh, for a minute, I thought that was Martin Luther King there for a minute there.
Yeah, I thought too. I thought, for a minute.
I'm glad he reminded me who he was, because, man, look, he transformed in that piece. My brother.
Yes, he did. Well, I believe, why don't you tell us
how you really feel?
Well, I tell how I feel. And I make no apologies about it. I think that.
And you should not.
I believe that history has been weaponized. I believe privilege has been weaponized. I believe that my heroes are Malcolm X, Dr. King, Harry Belafonte, Ossie Davis, his wife.
Ruby D.
Nelson Mandela. Some people like him, some people don't like him. But that man stood in jail for years to fight for what was right. Black people have been incarcerated for fighting for what's right. Dr. King was incarcerated for fighting for what is right. Malcolm X had his life threatened for fighting for his right, for what was right. What has been taught in the public schools that George Washington was a hero. No, George Washington had our people as slaves, and they're not teaching their weaponized education for our youth. And we have to take on the responsibility that our children know what is true and what is false. We have to take on that responsibility. That the village, we are the village, tribe. We are the tribe, and we need to teach our children as a whole to make sure that they are not in that slavery moment.
Amen. Amen. Well said, sir. Excellent. So, Van, before he goes to the praise lounge, do you have anything for this brother?
For your go-go brother.
Man, my go-go brother, this was a I enjoyed this, man. This piece was you did get Martin Luther King on this, bro. I'm sitting here when I'm listening to you, I'm like, man, you might just go ahead and listen to his mama and go ahead and be the little Baptist preacher, man. Go ahead and just walk in your calling, bro.
Yeah.
Stop fighting it, man. Stop fighting it.
You know, yes. Van, can I ask you something? Now, poetic, are you gonna be a friend and say, hey, you know, brother, Divine Inspiration, you don't have to do cute freestyles. I'll take one, and you'll do one. Or are you getting laryngitis? Is this something your boy
yeah.
can't do freestyle? Or oh my god! Oh, I pray for you, brother. You know, call laryngitis. He can't do freestyle. Oh my god!
Laryngitis. I got one.
And
for you right
my
okay.
Oh,
so
my lady's here. My woman's
oh, okay.
here listening. She's just listening. And
all righty.
Well, you know, and she's on mute right now. She's on mute right now. No, geez.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I just want to welcome her to the hearing. But I do got one
freestyle. I get
freestyle.
My freestyle.
Real quick.
No bang.
You're gonna get one
no
real quick.
No bang on my freestyle.
I can neither
no
confirm
bang.
Nor deny those allegations. I can't promise.
No bang. I want a freestyle. Oh my, the Lord gonna get you.
Well, you're going to have to get that. Please, please, in which direction the Lord guides this program. But for right now, this one is roses are red, violets are blue. And this is the part of my freestyle, my go-go brother, where I bang on you. God bless you, my love. Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, man, Paul, you're having too much fun with banging on people, bro. We might have to pull you into that show, man.
You know what?
We might pull you into that show.
We might have to bring that on.
We might have to. You're having too much fun here.
Automatic, and Van, I'm gonna get both of y'all. If I ever see you again, Van, automatic, if I ever see you, I'm going to get both of y'all. But
oh, come on, bro.
Before the night is over,
come on. Why you gotta be like that, man? Okay, bring on the next call.
Well, I didn't say how I was going to get you. I said, I'm going to get you. It might be a pleasant thing. It could happen. But because I was thrown under the bus, before the night is out, I will do a freestyle. So that means you got to hang around automatically. I'm not going to tell you when. But we got one more caller, so we're going to keep things moving right along. We have someone from area code 909. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic tonight? Area code 909, are you muted?
Can you hear me? Mic
Hello.
Check, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's Mic check 1-2. It's Alonzo. How you doing?
Hey, Alonzo, what's going on? Hey,
Alonzo, how you doing, my brother?
My bad. Just trying to catch up with you guys. See, you guys are having a lot of fun tonight, so I'm trying to join in.
Oh, good.
Glad you're here, man.
Look, we're not selfish. We're not selfish at all. We like everybody to join in the festivities.
I heard
and
that.
If Automatic was still on the line, I would ask him, doesn't he agree? But I banged on him. So.
Oh.
See, you don't understand what's going on with this, Alonzo. He is a phenomenal freestyle artist. He just, off the dome, can spit something. I don't have that gift. But over the time, the span that we've been interacting on this platform, he occasionally has influenced me to do it, as with Van. But Van's much better at this. But Van threw me under the bus on a show that I wasn't in, and he stuck me under the bus and told that man I was going to do a freestyle on tonight's show.
Did you just say I'm much better than you did? No, he didn't. No,
don't make me bang on you, too.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, you ain't getting away that
easy. Do not listen to the man behind the curtain. Do not listen to the man behind the curtain. He's stuck in the land of Oz. Don't listen to him.
Oh, you see the abuse I put up with, Alonzo?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I didn't even come on with a piece tonight. I know you want me usually to come on here with a poem or something, but kind of at the last moment just like brushed up on it, but you know, I had a idea as far as the whole racism thing, and I feel like, to be honest, the way times has come down, it just boils down to like the whole knowledge of the game, you know, like as far as the whole racism game. What is racism? Racism is one that thinks that their culture or their cult is better than any others, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of,
yes, sir,
kind of like, well, I feel like racism is just another doctrine that was placed in America, I believe around 1742 or something like that. So I feel like it's just another, like one of those controlling programs. Yeah, the more you engage with it, the more you concentrate on it, the more you try to solve the problem, and it's just like an ongoing problem. But I feel at the same time,
absolutely,
too, like, you know, and I thank God for Jesus, for he walked the earth. And through the whole night, everybody had awesome pieces. Everybody had awesome pieces. I'm not going to say they didn't. I collected something off of everything. And the beautiful thing about this radio show is that, one, you don't get to see everybody's face. All you get to hear is words. The one thing that we all have in common is the understanding of English. So the words that we heard over these airwaves is what we connected to. And I feel like that's something like God. God doesn't want us to focus on the features, the color. He wants us to focus on the message, because the message is supposed to bring his body together. We're all supposed to be a part of this body. And low key, racism can't play a part of being a part of God's body, let alone you're not supposed to be able to see God while you're alive. So, I mean, when you're dead, what happens after you're dead? What is racism when you're dead? And why do we practice it so hard on this side? So, like I said, it just boils down to as far as the knowledge, you know what I mean? Like in today's society, it just boils down to the environment that you encounter it with. Me personally, I don't know if you know my background or if I said it before, but I'm a combat veteran. So I've been around and I've been through the racism, and just to fight for my nation, you know what I mean? I just turned 40. I got out in 2004, so you can do the math of that. But just to know what that's like, just to go through that, and that's just my own personal issues, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't look at it as just a color. I look at it as there's a simple equation. Racism is an equation. Once you figure it out, you can outdo it. You know, it's not, even though you encounter it, it's not going to affect you as somebody that can't figure it out. Amen. Because again, our main mission is to get closer to God. We're supposed to be doing our mission to get closer to God. It's not focused on racism. Racism is just a mind control situation where it veers you off of what the main purpose in life is.
Yes.
There is no culture that's better than the next culture. When
yes,
you
sir.
When you die, ain't nobody jump back from death and say, "This is the way to go. This ain't the way to go. This is who you should be. This is who you shouldn't be." Ain't nobody jump. Not in my book. Ain't nobody ever jump back and said which way to go. So racism to me is just another mind control
situation.
There was one
that came back from the grave and told us exactly the way we should go.
Well, I mean, it's a story for us. You're right about that, and I believe in that 100%. You know what I mean? I really, now as far as in my 40 years, I ain't never seen nobody jump back and said, you know what, outside of seeing the light, this is what you should not be doing. You know, but in my 40 years, I've never heard nobody said that. Grandma, nobody.
Right.
Not even in a military game. So
none of them said they've been there and back, and this is the way you're supposed to act. So you're right about that.
Right.
I agree with you 100%.
So just keeping it 100 and within my flesh and things that I understand and what I know up to this day, racism, like I said, is just a mind control situation. And the more that you invest into it, the more it's going to take over you, just like in anything you do in life. Anything that you include, that you allow past your threshold, the more that you invest into it, it's going to consume your life, you know, and you're going to feel some type of way. Most of us, I'm not going to say all of us, but most of us allow our emotions to get the best of us and take it to the left. But when you really sit back and logically think things out, you know what I mean? Like I said, you can outthink the situation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Now, I'll tell you, I didn't know that you were just a couple years younger than me, though, Alonzo.
Because
you're 40.
I wasn't supposed to say that, but, yeah, I wasn't supposed to say that. I was just jumping out of the shadows. You know me, I really don't express too much, but this is going to be my third game into it, so... You know, I mean, I want to grow with the situation that's going on, and I really like what's going on. Like I said, this radio show is—I mean, I call it a radio show, but still, this right here, everybody can say their piece. You don't really see each other's face, so it's kind of like the conversation. I already know the conversation would be different had we seen each other's face. Two shots
right.
in,
you know,
everybody would be on some different tip. You know what I mean? But this right here, I feel like this. Has a bigger door allowing God's word to get in so we all can connect in some kind of form.
Indeed.
Yeah. Dan, when he brought that point up, that was just like a real light bulb moment that this is
sir.
The way it should be. You don't see each other. So you're not going to say, oh, this white boy here talking this stuff, I ain't paying it no mind. Or this Asian guy
right.
that's saying it. I can ignore that. This is faceless, colorless.
Yep.
So you're like
absolutely.
You're listening to the word. I never really thought of it that way. And that's just, it gave a whole new light to what we're doing, a whole new truth to what we're doing.
And honestly, everything that anybody's going through, that every time they hear somebody and it's replying. My apologies.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that again.
No, that's okay. Don't talk. I said, this is why it's important for you guys to call in and say what you have to say, because you help us to grow. And to understand what it is that we're doing. The body of Christ, everybody has a part to play, and we all support one another.
Right.
But that comment that you just made was paramount for me in my walk with this platform, because you just opened up a whole new way of looking at things. So I appreciate you for that. See how God works?
Yeah, man.
Total control situation.
God is good. God is good, brother. God is good.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I want everybody to understand something. When we say God is good, we don't talk in a cliche sense. We've tried them and tested and tasted them for ourselves to know how good he is. If you don't know how good he is, then maybe you need to check your walk. Maybe you need to check, make sure that you're spending time with him. Because I promise you, when you spend time with him and he start revealing himself to you, oh, my God. You
Front
can't
row.
Help but to say how good
Front
he
row.
Is. You can't help it.
Yes. Amen. That's a parable.
Whew.
Yes, yes. Yes, man. And, you know,
I want y'all to know that Alonzo has a lot going on. So I'm glad he's being a constant caller these days, because I want you to become familiar with him, because coming up soon, I'm going to have him as a feature so he can actually expose some of the things that he's doing, some of the things that he believes in, and get to know him just a little bit better, other than the wise person that calls in and pops on with some wisdom and jumps off. I want y'all to know who this brother really is. I don't
Big brother,
really
I'm trying to keep up with y'all. What you talking about? I love you too, no, but really, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the invite to the platform, man. Whatever we can do to expand in a real way, I appreciate the whole compliment and everything like that. Like I said, when I call in, it's not because I just want to waste my time. I'm really trying to. I ain't trying to sound intelligent with y'all. Y'all really make me on another level where I, you know what I mean? Like either lock in and load or, you know, get to the left. And it's like the lock in and load helps me get to another level. It's, understand it's like, you know, it could be in the bar situation, but it's still going to make sense. We all going home on time. This is a military system, you know what I mean? We all going to go home together still regardless.
Right. Okay,
so,
there you
know,
go.
In a real way.
Right.
As a veteran, a fellow veteran,
no matter how many punches we need.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying no matter how many buses we need, my bad. That was it.
Oh, okay. I said no matter how many blessings we need. God.
No, buses. No matter how many buses.
Mm, okay. He is there forever for us. But Alonzo, we're going to get you on here. Matter of fact, I want to talk to you a little later on. I forget, you're in Cali, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I have to remember that you're 3 hours earlier than I am. I got a thought process I want to run past you, but not for everybody right now. That's just for your ears only. So I'll holler at you.
Indeed.
I am
as always
thankful that you allow the Lord to use you the way He does. That you come in here and you've shared your wisdom with us, and like I said, you really opened my eyes to something this evening. See, God uses people to touch people in ways that we have no idea where what we're saying is going, but He knows exactly why He encouraged us to say some things or to do some things. When we're obedient to Him. And the things that get accomplished through our obedience is just like, wow. That's all I can say. It's just like, well, oh, my moment.
Amen.
Here tonight. And for y'all that are listening in, we got about 20 minutes before the fat lady going to cut us off. But I'm not sure I want to. Well, she's not going to cut us off. Then we got an hour. After that, overtime. But I don't know that I'm done after that. So we've gone through everybody. And what I'm going to do is play a song. And then I'm going to confer with my partner and praise about something. And then we'll let you know what we're going to do after that. So I'm going to keep you guessing, which means you got to stay here just to see what I'm talking about. How you like that one? I got thrown under the bus, so I'm going to play a song, and I guess I do have to come back and do a freestyle, and then we'll go from there.
Yes, sir.
But, Alonzo, I'm going to put you in the praise lounge for right now, and I hope
Indeed.
You continue to hang out with us. And we'll be right back as we listen to William Murphy with Everlasting God.
I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you, yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say, I will trust in you. that I will remain.
Welcome back to the Inspiration Factory, the lovingly presented platform of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial before the 11 o'clock hour if you want to hang out with us. Okay, after conferring with my partner in praise, this is what we're going to do. My brother and partner in praise, he's going to give you guys a weekly rundown, and there's a most pertinent public service announcement that we need to share. Then we're going to pray the closing of the program. We're going to pray over closing of that aspect of the program. Then we're going to go into a little music ministry. I don't feel like hanging up right now. I want to hear some music. So we're going to continue blessing you with some music so you can hang out with me for a little while longer. But you won't be listening to me. You'll be listening to some powerful, powerful music. So, my brother Vance, would you mind giving us that weekly rundown?
Absolutely, Paul. It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is going to be the Honey Dripper 2.0 with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down, J-Rob the Wise Son and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with your host, La Pearl La Negra. And that will be right back here next Sunday for another edition of The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, go ahead, Paul.
One quick second. So y'all see, your week is planned out for you should you choose to avail yourself of it. Nothing any day of the week will be boring to you if you call that number, 319-527-6300 at 9 p.m. any
90s a week. Back to you, Van.
Appreciate you, Paul. Appreciate you. Now, we may have had a lot of fun here tonight. We may have joked. We may have rustled some feathers. We may have talked about some things. But make no doubt about it, we are here for a purpose, for a reason. And that purpose is to help win souls for the Lord, for Christ. If you don't know this God that we are talking about tonight, and it is your desire to accept him as your Lord and Savior, please, please reach out to Paul or myself, and we will be happy to usher you into the kingdom through God's written word and through our experiences of God. And we won't leave you. You know, in some places you get saved or you walk in and, you know, the church never reach out to you again. They reach out to you a few times. No. We want to make sure that your walk is right. We want to make sure that you are not confused. We want to make sure that you understand exactly what you're walking into. Because it is a battlefield. And if you're not walking with him, you're fighting in this battlefield alone. But the good thing about walking with him is that he gives you a full armor to be able to fight. And he is there in the fight with you. So reach out to Paul or myself, and we'll be happy to get you on your journey. Now, if you don't mind, if you would go with me to the throne.
Bam.
Most gracious Heavenly Father. Go ahead, Paul. Sorry.
I'm going to say 1 second because we're going to need prayer after this. Since I was thrown under the bus to do this, I'm going to do this freestyle. Then you can pray.
Oh,
you,
my
I'm
man.
Need the prayer.
All right,
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, here you go, brother.
I see Automatic is hanging around waiting.
Yeah, he waiting for you, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he waiting.
Definitely. Yeah. I just took a quick peek. I was saying, okay, he'll be gone. I can get away with no. He ain't went nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere. He right there. Yes, he's
right
there.
I'm going to fight both of y'all when I see you. I'm going to fight you with love.
Come on,
Lord,
man.
Lord, dear God, please help me with this. My. Y'all just don't know. So this piece has no title. It has no theme. And I don't know what it's going to be, but this is what I was thrown under the bus to do. Okay. Since the topic of the night was color, I want you to clear your mind and envision a rainbow. Various shades of hue, various textures if you look close enough to see humanity. Just as God created the rainbow as a promise of how he would not destroy man again. Look at your fellow man and see another creation of God and tell me you can hate that. I don't see how it's possible. All things were created by God, which means they're deserving of our love. Everything you see had its origin from God above. So if you say you hate your fellow man because his skin is black, I'm here to tell you that thought process was from the devil, and that is whack because we all strive from God. We all arise from God. Everything walking and talking upon this side came from God. Time you want to hate on somebody because of the color of their skin, then you need to hate yourself because you no longer carry the love of God within. Check yourself before you wreck yourself, and to hell you will be cast. This is the word of God. It's not mine. God is the one that we need to follow. He is the perfect lamb. He is the God that is sublime. I don't know what I'm saying, but this is the end of my rhyme. When you look at your brother, you see a creation of God and love him. Throw that hate where it belongs, to hell in that fiery lake. And that's that piece.
Oh, man. That's what we talking about right
there.
Shut
up, man. You ain't getting out the doghouse.
That's what we talking about right there. Hey, good job, Paul. Man, good job, Paul.
You know
yes, sir. Indeed.
Hey, look, I'm getting ready to do something real quick. I'm getting ready to open Automatic's mic for a second. Automatic, are you happy now?
Yes, you know what? You must have read my mind, because I was about to go to Poetic and ask if I could respond on that. I mean, isn't it the way the Lord works in mysterious ways? You just knew I wanted to speak on that. I mean, yes. And I think, see, that word can't. Never say, if God gives us, we are more than conquerors. So you conquered that. You conquered freestyling. When God is in you, what can't you do? When God be in you, what can't you do? I want everybody to think about that. Since we are more than conquerors.
I know that.
With God being
what
in
I'm talking
you,
about.
What
Good
can't
job,
you
brother.
Do? Because the conqueror don't get conquered. A conqueror conquers.
I know that's right.
Wow.
I want you to say that one 5 times real fast. No,
a conqueror doesn't get... Yeah, but you know, but that was a phenomenal poem. And I expect more from my good buddy, Poetic. I expect, you know, I want to say this. This is a church. I believe Gina Storm said this. This is a church. We come. Nobody knows our face, except for some people. I mean, y'all know what I look like. But we come. My woman, nobody had never seen my woman. She comes here, listen to the word of God, that remember what the tabernacle is. The tabernacle is that church that people say we go to. That's just a tabernacle.
Uh-huh.
The church is us.
Uh-huh.
We are the church.
Amen.
We are the denomination. The church, the tabernacle, the building could be radio. The building could be TV. The building could be a tabernacle. Anything could be a tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're building something. The building starts with us. We have to build something stronger with love. And the thing about racism, racism should never have been brought up in the first place. Slavery should never happen in the first place. But it did. I think that if you can't, knowledge is medicine. If you ignore pain don't go away. But if you find a way to cure pain, it goes away. You can't just say it doesn't happen, but it happens. If we felt like nothing bad happens, then we wouldn't have prayer. It's always something to pray about. See, we have to be pray and not fall apart as pray. The pray versus the prey.
There you go.
So
well said, sir.
As long as my thing is like this: to have self love and to have self right teaching. And I think that everybody, these are different communities. If I build a black community, I can build it without hate. It doesn't mean that I hate anybody. You know what I mean? It's just that I'm building a black
right.
community. You don't have to, when you're building your community, you don't have to have time to have hate for somebody else. You're just building your own community.
Absolutely.
You know, so
Amen.
This is important.
Well,
this is a very important radio show. And I think that, you know, of course, everybody's going to have differences of how they feel. That's okay. We are not here to, we may not even agree on everything, but we still come together. And that's the most important thing, that we don't let our beliefs divide us. From the word of God.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, automatically, I had to bring you on because you were part of the conspiracy to make me do that. So I'm going to move things right along.
Oh, yeah, I'm guilty as charged. But you know, you're funny.
Allow this next caller to, I'm allowing this next caller to share with us as well.
Okay. But I appreciate you, my brother, and you got that one off. God bless you, bro.
God bless you, brother.
Uh-huh. And I see we have another hand raised. Area code 445. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, this is Carlos calling from the West Coast.
All right. Carlos from Temple University, from Temple Hospital in Philadelphia, perchance?
Mm-hmm. Carlos,
is this call from the broom? Is this call from the broom closet?
Yes, he.
What's going on for real? How you doing tonight, my brother?
What it do? What it do, Paul? Brother Paul, brother Van. What it do, fellas?
How you feeling, bro?
Hey, man, a little lackadaisical, a little lazy, a little, you know, but I feel good for the most part.
Amen.
You know.
That's the best.
Amen, brother.
Just laying about, doing the Paul thing, stuff in my mouth, you know what I'm saying? I am famished.
Let me tell you, for real, I have used such discipline tonight. Because a friend of mine before, when I got out of church, I had a little bit of time between the show and church. She called me over for some crabs, and then she didn't finish them all, and I brought some home. And I had envisioned me sitting out here at the fire pit, tearing them crabs up, and I just have to, y'all going to have to excuse me while y'all hear me slurp on these crabs. But I left them in the house, and I came out here, and I'm almost done the show, and I didn't do one crab, so I didn't do a Paulism tonight. Can you believe it?
Oh, man. Hey, that's a blessing. Well, I did it for you, Paul. I did it for you, brother.
Okay, thank you. Took one for the team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What do you think of the platform tonight? The blessings that we've sent tonight.
You know, it's always great, you know, having these discussions. It releases, you know, some pent up feelings, and it also adds to understanding. The thing is with me, I just pray for that day where that word doesn't come up any longer, you know? This is what I pray for. I guess, you know, I know it's a lot of us that pray for that. The other end of the spectrum that needs to be discussed. I was listening to the young man, the 40-year-old young man. He said something that we can think our way out of it. You know, he was saying things like that. And as he was saying that, the thought that came to me was, instead of discussing racism on a daily basis, praying on racism to end, just erasing that word. What I'd like to do, the place where I'd like to be, is discussing unity amongst us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that needs to be spread like the pandemic amongst us, our people. Because if we can unify as a people, regardless of what's going on the outside of us, it can't touch us, you know? But right now, there's so much going on within our own community, outside of, we got things coming at us from the left to the right, from the right, from all sides of us. And we need to knock down one of those walls, you know, or build up one wall on one side. You know, there's some things we need to deal with within ourselves. Okay, we have so much control over how somebody else feels about us. But, the discussion needs to be about us and us stop killing our damn selves. you know, starting loving our darn selves and getting ourselves together, rebuilding our neighborhoods and our communities, and, you know, stop the black on black. There's less discussion on that. You know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right,
sir. 100% correct.
Very well said.
You know?
You know, you know, man, that sounds like the whole program right there, don't it?
It does, man, in a nutshell.
As a matter of fact, that is the theme for our next show. Unity. However you need it, however you see it. That's the thing. But nobody has an excuse that I was late with the event page. Y'all have heard it in a week in advance. Unity next week is what we will be sitting on. We're going to be speaking about. We're going to be praying for. Thank you so much for that, for real. See, that's why we allow you to be the CEO. You're like, I'm out. Even in your hiatus, you still steer us in the perfect direction.
Hey, man, ain't nothing but God, man. Ain't nothing but God.
Man.
But seriously, though, you know, it that needs to spread like wildfire, man, because I'm tired, bro. I mean, if you're listening to the news from Philadelphia, it's a daily thing, man. It's a daily occurrence of one of us taking the lives of another one of us. Of course, racism is a real big thing. Racism is a very big, large disease. And there's other things and other issues that come at us. But we need to start dealing with something and scratching shit off. Excuse me. Forgive me, Father. Scratching things off that list of things that are ailing us. We need to start scratching it off. And the first thing we need to scratch off that list is the harm that we do to ourselves.
Yeah, sir.
Get out the way, then we can concentrate and be able to handle those outside circumstances a lot better. Because if you got a people that are unified, who going to come at you like that? Who's going to come at you? People say they come at you differently when they see unification. But if they see division, everything that comes to us and at us is aimed at dividing us. The whole plot and plan is books that have been written, you know, by some folks on how to divide us, how to split up our families, you know. How to take the man, the black man, out of the head of the home and things of that nature. We all know about all these things, you know. So what's our plan? What's our plan? Do we have one? If we don't have one, can we produce one where we can start, you know, bringing our families back together, bringing our communities back together? It starts house for house, build one block, the block builds up a neighborhood, the neighborhood brings up the community, you know, and let that spread. And that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at, man. I'm not going to beg for help from the same ones that are persecuting us. We got to get that help from within us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And that's the word we really needed to hear this evening, for real.
Thank you. Okay. That's where I'm at, man. That's where my head is. And, you know, poets, man, are special people, bro. They carry the new mission, the new word. There are no more Jesse Jacksons, Andrew Jackson, all these, you know, those old leaders from the community, the black community. You know, our voice will be the last voice heard on the front lines. So let's raise them. Let's raise them.
Yeah. You know, you're so right on that. You are so right on that, Terrell. those excuse me, those that from the past that had raised their voices to bring us to a certain point, who have given their lives to get to a certain point, they're being discredited, they're being imprisoned, they're being killed. So we don't have that. It is up to us, those who have been gifted with the gift of poetry, like you said, for real, to pick up, pick up the banner and march forward. Onward, Christian soldier. We have to. It's not like we have a choice. We don't have a choice. If we choose to thrive, continue to thrive and survive, we have to pick up that banner and go forward with it through that gift that God gave us, this poetry thing. And we have a responsibility.
Right.
Thank you so much for bringing that to the platform, because it's a reminder some of us, you know, because we get comfortable at times and we have fun with it. There's nothing wrong with having fun, you know, with different genre of poetry, but we have to realize with this gift comes a responsibility.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that. Yeah. So my brother and my boss,
yes, sir.
Especially since payday coming up. You know, did I tell you how good your hair looked today? And
that was funny. That was funny, Paul. That was funny. For those that don't know that I'm bald, you know, right now. I'm planning on some hair, Paul. I'm planning on some hair. And I'm going to surprise you guys one day. I'm going to surprise you guys one day on that one right there. Because God is good.
What are you doing? Put a wig on?
That's it, brother.
Hey, don't worry about it.
You're going to do a Donald Trump and put a toupee on?
Just trust and believe, Paul. You know, just trust. I trust in the Lord, and watch what happens when you see me with my afro.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
God willing, I'm going to live that long.
Hey, Paul, I still have all the hair that I once had. It's just in a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Wow.
Still mine. It's still mine.
Let me tell you,
I'm a brutal.
I'm not mad at you. When I shaved my locks off, when my mom lost her hair, remember I shaved my locks? I still have them in the bag. Somebody tell me I should crochet them on now. Then I would really have some hang
time. Well, you know what I'm talking about. I still got my locks
in the
bag.
I'm not mad at you. Now, like I said, they start crocheting things in, but they done got good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you brought something besides your wisdom this evening. Or did you?
I did. I have something old, something out of the archives that touches upon it lightly. I'll share this with you guys. And it's titled Lonely World Sing.
Mike is yours, King.
Hey, thank you. Lonely world, sing me my favorite song. Wash away the haze of today, the loneliness, the dark despair, hopelessness. Sing me a song written by someone who cares, someone who has voice that has changed this world. So many starving, physically starving, spiritually lacking. Lord, we are hungry. The voice of the children sing, Lord, feed me. We... something to eat. There are those who sit up high on hills made of ivory, yet we sleep on floors bearing splintered boards underneath. Misery runs like misguided rodents seeking cheese beneath me. Feed me. Feed me. Tattered are the clothes I wear. Sorrow paints its hardship's picture in the eyes that our parents bear. Sleep grants no rest from the tears they cry. The sad songs they sing, they hum, not wanting us to hear these saddened songs of poverty, homelessness in this great country struck by it where we were before this pandemic. Yet we've gone. We've been starving, no food to eat, water we drink when it rains, wounds we heal, Lord, by your son's rays, praying on better days. better days, better ways, better vision to see, better weather. Give us a better song to sing. Poverty moves overcast like dark clouds of misery. There is no photosynthesis. Plants won't grow here. There is nothing that will bloom here. The thorns of poverty rest in decadence on fields fertile and green. Now empty sit lots from block to block for miles. Uncleaned and broken promises reign supreme. Nothing grows here but despair. In a pile lay the vials, discarded syringes, litter they lay scattered in the many closed playgrounds. No swings, just the long, lone chain thing hanging down, waiting on change. Thirsty, we waiting on rain. Hungry, we waiting on thee. Feed us hope, feed us prosperity, to dream on, to wake one day to better days. Sing me a song, lonely, cold world. Sing my favorite song. Wash away the haze of today, the loneliness, the dark despair, the poverty. God, sing to me the hammer that slams us, the systemic damage. Food stamps are just a bandage, like the water in Flint, Michigan. The food in the hood's been tampered with. We survive off of pollutants. They're our only nutrients. There is no new nourishment for me. Streets lined in poverty, yet they see. They say they see from sea to shining sea. They see. See, genocide is the song that they sing. Drugs, guns, and tainted food they bring. Narcotics they provide to the streets, then sit back and watch me make that bread from the same streets to feed my family. They know what I got. I can't lie, 'cause they gave it to me. But I gotta eat, yet they arrest me. Poverty is not some made-up thing. It was planned to be the end of me. Discovered in a lab, white coats, white folks wrote and left notes in books they wrote. Poverty was in chapter 3. Niggas like watermelons, right? So let's put some leap in the seeds. Swing low, sweet chariot. Let's give them Negroes something to sing. Let's put it in their chicken. Let's put it in their greens. Let's shake that Tuskegee stuff in a little bit of everything. Let's have some fun. Let's slip some guns and plenty of ammo and watch them kill themselves. Add a little more spice to this poverty. Yet we still thrive. Yet we continue to dream regardless of this thing called poverty. Sing me a song. Sing me a song called hope. Sing it in high notes, real strong and loud. I want to feel it in my bones like gospel. Your love for our people sang in falsetto. Sang, Lord, sang your blessings in baritone. Vibrate, revibrate. We need an escape from all the songs sang about hate. Lyrics written with an evil pen. Laced with bigotry and racism. Lord, where is your remix? We need it, a new spin, one where we win instead of them. A top hit, a song for and about our people, one that'll go platinum. Dark, cold world, sing to me my favorite song. Wash away the haze of today, the loneliness, the dark despair, hopelessness, the homelessness. Sing me a song written by someone who gives a damn and cares. And I will sing the bleeping song. Sing me a song. Sing to me a song. Sing to me a song, Lord. And maybe someone would care. For real.
Man, look. Now that's how you show, that's how you end the poetic portion of a show. There was so many so many points in that piece right there. He just took us on a journey through the kaleidoscope, peripheral of the downfall of mankind when we started hating. Racism grew. Man, I don't even know what to say on that. Other than I love that piece, and they definitely needed to be heard. So I'm glad it was dusted off the archives. And you see, those pieces that were written many years ago so often become prevalent to be redone in modern day. And that was definitely one for today. And it was almost as if it was written for today.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
And
I
want you to know, you made me get up and run to the refrigerator and get them crabs.
I heard you, Paul. I could tell. I could tell your weakness came about. Hey, I just want to say, though, I had to, you know, there was some, if you know me, it was laced with profanity as well, so I had to, you know, I had to clean that up on the spot because, you know, pieces like
that. But I applaud you for that because I know that. And I applaud you for your diligence. You get an A for that one, my brother. Because I know it was hard for you on a piece like that when I know that you're emotionally collected to it. So, yes, hats off to you for that one. Kudos, my brother. Man, what you got for the boss, man?
Hey man, there's not a whole lot I could say. I mean, he didn't say it all. But you're right. This was a different kind of piece. I know you said it. You dusted it off, but very appropriate. You said a lot of things in this piece, man. That challenges one to think. That goes along with what you said before you did the piece about the poets carrying this new word. And in your words in this piece, it made us bring awareness to the words that we speak. And it doesn't matter which platform we're speaking them on. I know you cleaned this piece up because I can tell that it was a little bit more passionately done with some more colorful words. But this was an amazing piece, my brother. You know, you talked about putting stuff in the food, in the water. Bro, come on. This was a journey, and I appreciate you for sharing that piece with us tonight.
Thank you. You know, if I could just touch on that before y'all release me a little bit. Like I said earlier, we came at from so many different directions. There's been plots, plans, they be revealed on. You can see some of the stuff that's been written in books about how to break up the black family, how to destroy the black man, how to destroy the black race, and all these type of things. So they've been implemented along with the taking over, and you know they're taking back the hood, you know, all these different things.
Yep.
You know, my thing is once again, how and when do we devise a system where we can erase the centuries, the years of brainwashing that have been done to our people, that have been done to us, that make us feel the way we feel about ourselves and the things we do to our own kind. You don't see that a lot in other races or ethnicities as far as having each other's back, being there for one another. That love that we used to have back in the day when we had communities, when you knew your neighbor two houses down, four blocks down, this direction, that direction, when it was a neighborhood. Those things, all those things that separate us. When can we come up with something? When can we erase the centuries of brainwashing that's been done to us? When can we talk about getting ourselves back in order? That's where I'm at with things. I'm real strong about that, getting ourselves back in order. Let's erase that brainwashing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Now that there needs to be nothing said after that. That is how this platform should end tonight, with that question raised. Food for thought. Nothing else should be mentioned to distract us from that very poignant question right there.
When and what? When will we? And what can we do? Very, very, very life-threatening, life-saving points of concern that we need to face.
Exactly.
Think about. For real.
That's right. And that's that piece.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother.
I know that's right.
Hey, okay. Thank you guys for what you do. Thank you guys for what you do each and every Sunday. And that's that piece.
Amen. Amen. And I want all the callers and listeners to take heed to that, to actually let that marinate within your spirit, within your mind. And we'll revisit this next week when we talk about unity, when we spit about unity, when we pray about unity. And my brother Van, we're going to ask you if you would pray us out. But I'm going to hang around for a little while playing some music. Like I said, I feel like listening to some music. But you guys are more than welcome to hang out with me or not. It's your choice. But I'm going to be here for a little bit.
Amen.
All right. Let us go to God's throne. Father God, we come to you right now, confessing our sins to you, Lord, asking you to forgive us of those things that we've done that doesn't please you.
Forgive us, Lord.
Father God, we want to lift up our children to you who are back in school, going back to school. I know mine are going back to school this week, Father God. So, Father God, I ask that you cover our children, Lord God. Far be it we see another day that a school be shot up and children shot and killed because of some senseless person who just does it because they can. Father God, we ask for your divine blessings upon everybody listening, not listening. Because, Father God, you know that we go through trials and tribulations that you allow to happen in our lives. Because you desire to produce more faith in us, that we have trust in you. Father God, sometimes we fail badly. But the importance in our failure is knowing that you still have us, even in our failure. Father God, we want to say thank you for that. Thank you for extending your grace and mercy to us yet another day, some of which we don't deserve. Father God, we desire to be more like Jesus every day, and we fall short. But your word says that the wages of sin is death. Because we belong to you, you extend us grace and mercy to get it right. Father God, we ask for you to touch those who are ill, who don't know a word of prayer, who just simply can't pray, or who just won't pray because they sometimes have lost their way. But Father God, we know that you are the chief physician, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to touch those who are in mourning right now, Lord God, because of a lost loved one. We don't understand sometimes, Lord God, why you take certain people, Lord God, but you have a divine plan for them. You want them back with you. And as long as they know you, they will be back with you. So, Father God, we want to say that we love you and we praise you and worship you in spirit and in truth. For it's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
I want this to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Oh,
I almost No matter what it is that I'm facing, Jesus is the light. Whoa.